The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em, waking you up with local news, traffic, weather, and fun.
Everybody's smiling, sunshine day. Everybody's laughing, sunshine day. Everybody seems so happy today. It's a sunshine day.
You're listening to The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. This is Thursday, March 6th, episode 1608. 1608 for you, Brian.
Thank you.
Daylight saving time is in 3 days. This Sunday, you got to go spring forward, yes. And that'll be at 1 a.m., but you can do it earlier than that.
Just go to bed early.
Got to go to bed early.
Well, an hour earlier.
I never do that, but yeah.
You never do?
You should, but yeah.
Yeah, this is always the one that gets me for about a week.
Oh, really? Yeah. You don't like it?
Well, I like that the nights are, you know, it's daylight longer, but it's always the one that takes me about a week to
recover. Harder to get to sleep.
It just feels like you when you lose that hour, you can't catch up for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how happy you are on Monday morning.
City Teacher Workday is March 13th, and the County Parent Teacher Conference March 17th. There'll be no school. Spring break is March 31st, through April 4th, and it's Throwback Thursday. Well, to answer your question about how I feel, mm-hmm. Well, I've done so many basketball games lately, I have that feeling already.
I know. And then you add this on top of it.
I mean, last night, the only night we've had off. Basically,
that's true.
Yeah, and we're going to be somewhere tonight.
We're
going to go to Lebanon and driving that car with you, and don't know how to brake.
I do. The brakes work.
They do work. Your foot doesn't. And let's see. We've got a big game, local really. It's Laverne and Siegel.
Yeah, got to go to Lebanon to play that. Makes no sense, but no. Here we go.
Don't try to change it. People know you. They know you love it. You love basketball championships. Yeah.
Well.
Do I have to go? I'm not calling the game. Do I have to go?
Well, of course.
Well, it's just one game. Can't you do it by yourself?
Well, could I?
Oh, yeah. You're more than. I mean, I know you're more than adequate to do it by yourself.
I just think that there would be more of a crowd, but I understand why you have to do it. I'm. You know, the rule is if your region sweep or if your district sweeps the other district, it goes back to where the district tournament is. But I think they would be better off for like a championship game in terms of gate and money if it was like that. But
I don't know. That may be right. Let's see. Oh, yeah, you might be right. I don't know. But it's such a confusing concept to me that it doesn't really have to, shouldn't be. We really shouldn't have to be that complicated about where they play. I mean,
yeah, they satellite out. We're not going to have this problem next year.
Why not, Brian? Tell the audience why we're not.
Well, it's going to be somewhere in Rutherford County, the whole region tournament.
Oh.
I believe, from what I understand from one of the coaches, it's at Siegel. So Siegel will host.
It's like for me, like going to Lebanon.
If there is a district tournament. Which there's a question about that. If there is a district tournament, it would be at Siegel, and the region would be at Siegel.
Well, but that 3/4 mile you'll have to go, we'll drive, we'll be on. Do you want me to come by your house and you pick me up and we go on to Siegel?
It is 0.4 miles round trip for
0.4,
me.
0.4, yeah. But it takes about 20 minutes, doesn't it, to get out of your road.
And I never know when to leave, you know. It just depends. We get traffic on Leanna that comes through off of Sulphur Springs that gets off of 840 and comes down Leanna to that intersection. And sometimes it backs way up, but Siegel's going to play in their 10th sectional in school history.
10th.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And Laverne is playing in their 5th, but their 3rd straight sectional appearance.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
I remember not last year, but I guess the year before, they played Cane Ridge in the championship and region championship and got beat. They've won the region once. And that was a long time ago, early 2000s. So
the Barry Workman days?
was 2006, so it very well may have been.
I bet it was. I saw one of the greatest games ever at Laverne. I think they were playing Pearl Cone or somebody. It was somebody like that, but Barry was coaching. It was a great game, and that place was packed.
Was it a sectional game or a region final?
I think it was a region final, I believe.
That might have been White's Creek.
White's Creek is who it was. Yeah. That's right. Okay, well, we've talked enough about sports, I guess, because we're going to have some more tonight. But we've got weather coming up first here on the Wake Up Crew. It's a Thursday.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be back on the increase. Winds become light. Lows drop to 32. And then Friday, partly sunny, slight chance for afternoon rain showers. And highs warm into the lower 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 35.
Now you can watch some of your favorite radio shows. Try Big G TV. Subscribe for free on YouTube at News Radio WGNS and WGNS Radio on Facebook and X. Local content that matters to Rutherford County.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Did ancient Babylon shape today's churches? The book, Influence of Babylon, from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, reveals the shocking connection through Rome. Discover the truth, Influence of Babylon. Get your copy today, now on Amazon.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
James Harden took over for the Clippers.
Switched on by Beasley. Four to shoot. A three ball is up. Nylon! James Harden ties his season high. 43. The beard serves buckets tonight and into its own.
AM 570 LA Sports Clippers Radio Network. They defeat the Pistons 123-115. Harden ended with 50 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 41 points as the Thunder topped the Grizzlies 120-103. The Nuggets came back to beat the Kings 116-110. And Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32 points and 15 rebounds as the Bucks outscored the Mavericks 137-107. Antetokounmpo became the sixth youngest player to reach 20,000 career points. The Cavaliers have won 12 in a row. They also clinched a playoff spot after topping the Heat 112-107. And in men's college hoops, Ole Miss topped number 4 Tennessee 78-76.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Brian, guess what?
What, John?
We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community as your trusted energy advisor. MTE is always here to help you. Connect online at MTE.com or download the MyMTE app. And don't forget to join us tonight at 6:50 for Laverne Siegel. and you'll hear the golden voice of Brian Barrett. If I go, do I have to talk? Can I just keep stats? And I'm tired, man. I'm really tired.
You'll be good. You'll do a fine job, as always.
I hope the hospitality room is good.
Well, it'd be a first time this week.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
No, now I thought the sub sandwiches were good.
Yeah. But if you went in at halftime of the first game, there was not a single crumb left.
Is that where you went? No. I saw you get up.
I went to get water. That was between games.
Oh, okay.
But Danny told me he went in at halftime of the other game with some of the other coaches, and everything was gone.
Well, they made one thing, and that's it.
It was one tray.
There was no. And those pizzas, once you ate all the pizzas the first night, that was it.
Yeah, but they had like six
pizzas.
They
won't even have a hospitality room tomorrow night, I guess. I mean, tonight.
I bet they won't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It sounds like you need to take me to Chili's. We'll have plenty of time to go eat dinner and head on right on to the game.
Chili's, huh?
Well, I'm thinking, you know, we leave at the same time we left last time.
Yeah. Here's a Bojangles.
Just kidding. Let's go to our song of the day. Good grief.
What are we doing?
Song of the day.
Yeah, time change songs.
Yeah.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
Stop.
Is to save every day.
You take a classic song and ruin it. That's Jim Croce with Time in a Bottle.
Only you.
That's way before your time. You don't even know the song.
I don't.
He died. I think plane crash. I'm not sure. Yeah,
it's weird how many artists and stars and
all that travel.
Crash.
You know, his son sings now. I think so. He's kind of carrying that tradition of him. He had about 6-7 hits in a row. That was one of them. Time in a Bottle. And Amy Atkinson is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being the best boss anyone could hope for. I wish I could go work for her then. Amy Atkinson will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS.
Now, what do you mean by that comment?
Well, I'm just saying, if it's got to be better than the boss I have here.
Wow.
I mean, you do consider yourself my boss, right?
I was thinking that you're just dogging on Scott and Bart already.
Oh, no, not Scott and Bart. They don't know. They don't know my name. You do. So it comes down to you.
Okay.
Do your thing and let's get out of here.
All right, let's do it. Don't forget to send in your good neighbors. Text neighbor to our number 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbors. Same number for birthdays and anniversaries for the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Call or text those in before about 7:30 this morning.
All right, coming up at 6:24 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay with us.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Did you know that participating in Murfreesboro Special Census could help bring more funding to our city? This is Mayor Shane McFarland. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. It's quick and easy. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com or look for a letter from the city with a prepaid return envelope.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in too.
Help Murfreesboro get its fair share. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, complete the special census today, and you could qualify for a $100 gift card.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. The Tennessee Attorney General is sounding the alarm about the Chinese AI program DeepSeek. The Tennessee state government has banned the use of DeepSeek on state phones and computers. The office says any private citizen thinking of using the software needs to make sure they understand the ramifications for their privacy and their security. The Attorney General's office urges consumers to exercise caution and consider the risks when deciding whether to use DeepSeek instead of alternative AI products based in a non-communist country. At least two structures have been destroyed in Sevier County following wildfires over the past 48 hours. The Sevier County Emergency Management Agency says that all of the evacuation orders were lifted Wednesday. Sevier County emergency personnel responded to a brush fire Tuesday off of Bluff Mountain Road. Firefighters also responded to a 200-acre fire in the area of Pittman Center. The firefight continues in several areas, but officials believe the fires are under control. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Blooming Arts Festival, March 21st and 22nd in Linden. Come visit the town between the rivers and experience more than 200 art and craft booths, a quilt show, live music, and amazing food. There's fun for the whole family, including a kids' zone with games and prizes. Visit bloomingartsfestival.org to learn more about this special weekend. Mark your calendars and plan to come see us March 21st and 22nd in Linden, Tennessee for the Blooming Arts Festival.
The Nashville Department of Transportation says they're busy tackling potholes now that the winter weather has taken a break. NDOT says they've repaired more than 6,700 potholes since January 1st, and they currently have four repair crews out working at least 5 days a week. The department does have inspectors out searching for problem areas, but they welcome your help. Call the department if you see a Davidson County road that needs repair. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. Good neighbor events coming up. We rewind, it's on the way, and a look at the weather and a first look at traffic.
Love this tune.
Did you record that when you were a youngster in
fifth grade? Yep.
Recorder?
Uh-huh.
Did you learn that in a classroom or with a music teacher? I had a music teacher that taught me.
Yeah. We had...
You had to buy your own recorder.
Yeah, we did. It was expensive, like $4
or something. Yeah, it was.
We had a music class. We went to a classroom, and she had her own classroom. I can't remember the music teacher now at Walter Hill, but...
Well, I don't know who was there when you were there.
That would have been, oof.
I remember the face. I know her. 84, and I've seen her since then, but I think that's who it was.
But we actually had a...
She got married while she was there.
Yeah, her
name... Yeah, I got married, remarried, and her name changed again, so I can't remember it. But if I saw her, she walked in the door right now, I'd know who that is.
Yeah, mine was Brown. Brown recorder.
Brown, well, most of them are.
Yeah. Had some beige accents.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember all of that. Mine was black, but back in my day, that's all they had, you know.
Everything was black and white?
Yeah, pretty much. Wish it were more like that today. If you're 100 years old, okay, you'd love to be 100 in good health?
That would be double what I am now. Yeah, I want to be in good health if I'm that old.
My brother-in-law, Rick, his mother is 96.
She... still gets around pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
From what I've seen.
She's been sick lately, so keep you in the prayers. So how do you want to live to 100? Here's some ideas. Here's what you need to eat.
Uh-oh.
Is what they surveyed 100-year-old people.
Pizza and subs are not on that list.
They asked them what the 10 things that they eat regularly. Beans.
Okay. I'm not really a bean fan. Are you? Do you like beans?
No. Leafy greens. When I was a kid, I used to love beans because that's all that we had. You know, you can cook beans and cornbread.
There are so many ways to eat pinto beans.
Yeah. You ever had pinto bean sandwich, where you take the pinto beans and put them between two pieces of white bread? That's a real winner right there now.
The first night was always the best because you had cornbread with it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then by the time it was over, it was refried beans.
If you eat a lot of nuts and seeds...
Peanuts count?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whole grains. Don't get white bread. Get whole grain.
I've been doing that lately.
Yeah, me too. I don't think whole grain tastes as good as white bread, but, you know, it'll do.
I kind of like the bread that's got a little crunch to it. I know that sounds weird, but when you're eating a sandwich, you can get those with seeds in it, baked in it. Lewis Bakery makes a half loaf that I've been
getting. Yeah, that's real good. Yeah, I've had it. They always seem to be fresh.
Yeah.
That bread. Olive oil.
Okay.
Eat olive oil. I'm not a big fan of olive oil. Let's see. Sweet potatoes.
Oh, now I can get behind that.
And seafood. That's not you.
I don't really care for seafood.
Why? Most Americans do.
I don't like fish. Now, shrimp, I could eat shrimp if it's fried. You know, fried shrimp, it's good. But I'm not like a salmon or... Baked fish. Now, the baked catfish at Cracker Barrel is pretty good.
Fruits.
Okay.
And they say drink tea. So So I don't drink tea. I'm not
sweet tea with like 3 cups of sugar in it.
No, no. That's what most people make the mistake.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to today in history, find out what's happening on this date.
Turn to Turner Security.
Well, we've gone away from the old one, haven't you? Just when I said let's try something new, you did.
And it is new. Ish now.
You still have the old one though, in case we want to go do a retro day.
Yeah, or if, you know, we've got like 3.5 minutes, I would do it.
Oh, okay. I guess that's what you're telling me. 1836, the Battle of the Alamo. Killed in that was William Travis, Jim Bowie, and Davy Crockett.
The singer? No, that's not Jim Bowie. Never
David
mind.
Bowie.
David, yeah. His brother.
Who was your history teacher? 1933, FDR declares a nationwide bank holiday. In 1945, George Neeson of Cedar Rapids receives a patent for the first modern trampoline. Did you have a trampoline when you were a kid? They cost too much when I was a kid.
I did not. I did buy Dalton and Bobby one.
Yeah. They're hard to take down, too, when it's time to take them down.
Yeah. I put mine, dug it out, and put it in the ground. That way it wouldn't fly away.
Yeah.
And they could step on it pretty easy.
Yeah. Nice job.
Weren't supposed to do that, though.
No. 1964, boxing legend Cassius Clay joins the Nation of Islam and changes his name to Muhammad Ali. 1970, Beatles released the single Let It Be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Yeah, there will be an answer, let it be.
In 1981, Walter Cronkite signs off as anchorman of CBS Evening News. And the 2000 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Eric Clapton, Earth, Wind & Fire, Love & Spoonful, The Moon Glows, Bonnie Raitt, James Taylor. Why do they put so many in there in one year? That's it. Brandon Brooks is next.
This is CBS Rewind.
March 6th, 1966. The Rolling Stones record the single, Paint It Black.
I see a rector as I want it painted black.
This date in 1970.
Let me tell you about a place I know.
The release of the Temptations album, Psychedelic Shack.
Where you can really do your thing.
And March 6th, 1993.
I can show you the world.
The theme song to Disney's Aladdin.
A whole new world.
By Peebo Bryson and Regina Bell.
A whole new world.
Hit the top of the singles chart. I'm Brandon Brooks. And that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. With Progressive, this has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be back on the increase. Winds become light. Lows drop to 32. And then Friday, partly sunny, slight chance for afternoon rain showers. And highs warm into the lower 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 35.
They're working an accident. It looked like a one car wreck. That car went over the guardrail. 40 eastbound near that Arlington overpass that's just past Bessler's. They are on 40 going eastbound. Of course, the heaviest flow of traffic's on the other side. They're on the westbound side coming in from Hermitage Donaldson into that area there, trying to get up to Fessler's. Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke every Thursday night. That's tonight at the Tanger location. Check out that menu today. Order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
It's time for WGNS Good Neighbor Events. And we remind you, this is the weekend that we switch to daylight savings time. So before you go to bed Saturday night, set your clock ahead 1 hour. And speaking of this weekend, The Cripple Creek Cloggers want to teach you how to clog. It's absolutely free. Sunday afternoon at 4:30 over at the Smyrna Senior Activity Center. That's 4:30 this Sunday afternoon. If you have questions, call Steve Cates at 615-896-3559. Great exercise and lots of fun. And also, there's a grief support group that meets every Wednesday morning at 10 at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. That's at 325 St. Clair Street here in Murfreesboro, Wednesday mornings at 10. People have been asking, how can I volunteer to be a part of Greenhouse Ministries? You need to come over to Greenhouse Ministries. They have a volunteer orientation every Thursday morning at 10 at Greenhouse Ministries. Remember, this weekend we change times. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T Center. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Jeff's Family Friendly Restaurant is celebrating 20 years of serving up meals just like Grandma makes, maybe even better.
It is excellent. Very good food. It's kind of like eating at home.
Good food. Good food. Very good. And the service is good. Real nice folks here.
Open every day except Tuesday from 11 to 6 and Sundays from 11 to 5. Jeff's is at 467 South Hancock Street, just off MLK Boulevard. It's well worth the trip.
So good.
Jeff's Family Friendly Restaurant.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Byrne, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
I like that.
Oh, you put that on. You didn't put my mic on, did you?
Uh-huh. I did.
I was making fun of it.
I know you were. Now everybody heard.
All right, it's time for our dad joke of the day. Did you want me to do my joke here? Did you want me to do it?
If you want to.
Just give me a second here. Read something or something, but let me find my...
Or you can do it tomorrow, and I can do one that was sent to me.
No, no, I got it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Alan Farley, yours is up tomorrow.
All right, here we go. This is not mine. This is Daryl Rigsby's.
Okay.
And sure, it'll be great. You rate it because I've already heard it, okay?
Okay.
You know what the difference is between a dad joke and a bad joke?
No, not really.
The first letter.
Dad. Oh, wow.
And your rating? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
For Daryl, it's like Statue of Liberty high, thumbs up.
Thumbs up for that?
Of course.
I sent him a
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. Well,
no wonder he's not your friend anymore.
To each his own. To each his own. All right, 641 here on the crew.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has obtained a memo that shows the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning to cut 70,000 jobs. Veteran Katie Weber protesting in Santa Rosa, California.
If we lose these folks, we're done. You're going to see suicide like you never saw before.
The president's one-month reprieve for U.S. automakers on new tariffs that have hit Mexico and Canada hasn't done much to ease tensions with China, Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
And they're sitting back laughing, watching the two closest friends and allies fight a tariff war.
Prime Minister Trudeau has imposed retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. A new Gallup poll finds Americans' views on the Middle East are shifting. Senior editor Jeff Jones.
In this poll, we asked Americans if they think there should be establishment of a Palestinian state. And we find a majority, 55%, are in favor of that, 31% oppose.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The Smyrna Police Department is seeking the public's assistance in identifying a suspect captured on surveillance video following a break-in at the Tradition Senior Living Center on February 28th. According to police reports, a resident awoke to find a male intruder standing in her living room. Upon being confronted, the suspect fled through the patio door. Security footage recorded the suspect emerging from the wooded area between the apartment complex and Stonecrest Hospital before attempting to enter multiple units by checking patio door handles. Shortly after, he was seen running from the scene of the break-in. Authorities urge anyone with information to contact Detective Andrew Schaefer at 615-267-5048. Meanwhile, a bipartisan bill aimed at regulating the vape industry and protecting Tennessee's youth is facing pushback from vape retailers. The proposed legislation would impose a universal carding requirement, a 10% tax on open system vape products, and a ban on non-FDA-approved items. Senator Ken Yeager cited concerns over youth vaping. The bill also seeks to establish a state registry for vape products, limiting sales to 34 FDA-approved items and those awaiting approval. However, vape industry representatives argue that the bill would effectively eliminate 99% of available products and drive small businesses out of the market. They claim that similar laws in other states have led to increased smuggling and financial losses. During testimony, opponents, including the Tennessee Smoke-Free Association, argued that the FDA already regulates vape products and that additional state-level restrictions could push consumers towards the black market. Despite these concerns, supporters of the bill maintain that its primary goal is to protect public health and to prevent harmful products from reaching minors. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot, people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
No, Charlie Pitts.
Save the have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts.
Old Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking. I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
to Turner Security.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not going to worry about all that. You can just take care of that when, when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It is now 6:48. We're getting ready for news coming up at the top of the hour. If you want to really catch WGNS all the time, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows. You don't have to just, you know, I missed it. No, you don't. You get to hear it, except for us, because we're special.
Well, the podcast is up.
Oh, yeah, you do podcasts. Mm-hmm. That's true. I forgot about that. But you can listen to WGNS shows live and on demand and even watch on Big GTV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. You can see Brian's ugly mug up there. If you go to YouTube channel, you can, there it is, boom.
Yeah, part of the reason.
It's a little frightening at first, folks, but you'll get used to it.
Part of the reason we don't do that for this show is, you know, we haven't gotten our makeup on yet. But you've been getting makeup tips, so.
I've been getting makeup tips from Nikki Burdine.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think the Titans are going to do?
Screw it up.
Besides that.
Well, I mean.
They've got the number one pick. Mm. I think they're going to trade it because they need more help than just quarterback. And I think they're going to sign Sam Darnold of the Minnesota Vikings. But that's just my take. If everything goes wrong, they'll sign Cam Ward. But I think they're going to trade that pick.
I do not think that's the answer, though.
Cam Ward? Mm-hmm. No. They need offensive linemen. They need another wide receiver. They need a edge rusher. And they need a cornerback. Other than that, they're in pretty good shape.
I think they've got some money to do some things, too, though.
Yep. You know, they're going to spend that on Sam Darnold, I think. We'll see. But Sam Darnold's got to realize when he goes to them, they have no offensive line.
Well, that's what they need to do with the draft.
Right. But nobody ever drafts. Of course, you can get offensive line people all the way down. They need a right tackle. A right tackle. They've got a left tackle. The guy from Alabama's pretty good. He's going to be good. I think the left side's going to be okay. They need to take care of the right side. That's where it all starts. Even with Levis, I think most of it with the line, but then again, he did some, you know, things with the ball that I'm like, what?
Like throw it to the opposite team?
Yeah.
If they don't shore up the line, I don't care who they have at quarterback. It's not going to be pretty.
Or who they have at running back. It won't matter. Right. Yeah. So we'll see. I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Well, that Derrick Henry trade, you know, that looks good too.
Well, now, most people thought he was washed up. But you know what the problem, real problem was? He didn't have an offensive line.
Right.
So, and Baltimore does.
Well, you know. If you draft,
I just don't like this negative attitude you always have about the Titans. Just you've won what? How many times have you won the what's that thing we do?
Pigskin Pick Award.
Pigskin Pick Award. You won
5 years in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why do you care?
Well, I just pick against them every week, and I still win.
Well, that may be the key to it, is picking against them. I don't know. I think also you have connections. I think you get inside information. I do.
I have
trading is what I think you're doing on the Pigskin Picks. I do know that. I know it.
I don't know how you know.
Back and research. Well, I don't know. You're pretty tight with Cecil. Just want to say, you know, just not throwing any names out there, but Cecil, you know who I'm talking about. You know, it's you. You and Brian. I think he's getting information from you, Cecil. I don't even think Cecil knows it. I'm not going to blame him.
I don't.
He's a good, fine, upstanding young man. But you, I think you'd stoop to it.
Okay, thanks. And I don't.
Birthdays, let's do them. Let's go.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregating. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
Can I say something about Dolly real quick?
Yeah.
There is a song that she has recorded and the lyrics released, and it's buried somewhere in Dollywood, and in 2045, it will be released.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's neat.
That's an interesting
thing. You know, her husband died. Carl Dean passed away. 82. They've been married 60 years.
That's nuts.
So they're going to have a ceremony later and that kind of thing. But yeah. It's real sad.
Yeah, it is.
Never broke up. 60 years. They met when she was 20, I think, or 19, 18.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's say happy birthday here. Michelangelo, 1475. He's been gone a while. He was an Italian sculptor, painter, architect, and poet. I thought you were swatting a fly. You were doing artwork. Yeah. Oh, okay. It looked like you were...
Like Bob Ross.
George Dayton, American businessman, founder of the Target Corporation in 1857. 1906, Lou Costello, American comedian and actor. And that's Abbott and Costello show. 1940, Willie Stargell, American Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder. You know, he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates, you know, when they did all that. We Are Family in the 70s. Connie Britton's boy had a birthday on this day in 1967. And Shaquille O'Neal, 1972, American Basketball Hall of Fame center. Happy birthday to all those today. Locally, Mary Tittlebach, Melva Corley, Casey Sparkman, Jill Parsons, and Jack Creasy have birthdays today.
Yeah, those are the birthdays we have. If you haven't called or texted in yet, you've got until about 7:30 to do that for March 6th birthdays. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Well, today is Alamo Day, National Dentist Day, National Dress Day. But for all of you foodies, National Oreo Cookie Day.
Which one's the most important to you? I think it's National Oreo Cookie Day.
Yeah, or National Frozen Food Day.
Eat Oreo and then go to the National Dentist Day. 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be back on the increase. Winds become light. Lows drop to 32. And then Friday, partly sunny, slight chance for afternoon rain showers. And highs warm into the lower 60s. I'm Weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 35.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. I'm looking at an accident out on the west side in Bellevue. It's 40 eastbound, just past Charlotte Pike. It's got traffic backed up pretty good. They're still working with this one car wreck where it flipped over the guardrail on 40 eastbound at the Arlington Overpass. That's just past Fessler's on 40 eastbound as it loads up with more volume on 24 west up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Is your faith built on truth or ancient deception?
The book Influence of Babylon from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, exposes the link between Babylon, Rome, and today's churches. Get your copy of The Influence of Babylon now on Amazon.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
What I remember most is the loneliness I felt, the separation from other people. At the end, drinking was no fun for me. Since I've started to attend AA meetings, the greatest gift is that I've become reconnected. I'm part of life again. I really like myself, and that's wonderful. AA is a miracle in my life. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.
Another halftime show is brewing, but this time no Kendrick. Well, for now, anyway. We're talking Chris Martin, now working with FIFA on the first ever halftime show when World Cup hits the U.S. in 2026. We're not exactly sure yet if Martin and Coldplay will perform, though. Stay tuned.
You're on Pandora.
He plays the relentless Colonel Quaritch from the Avatar movies. Stephen Lang now stars as the Prophet Samuel in House of David on Amazon.
Why have you disobeyed my command?
Our souls feed off story.
Stephen also giving me a little scoop on the next Avatar movie, Fire and Ash.
What I've seen of it is pretty remarkable.
Cannot wait. It's out in December. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, I hate to say it, but this hour's over. But don't worry, we've got news, and we'll be back at 7-Eleven. With more and Throwback Thursday. Back. Throwback Thursday's going to be around.
Oh, yeah, great. Maybe,
really?
Yeah.
You think? Okay, well, Amy Atkinson is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being the best boss anyone could hope for. Amy Atkinson will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan's Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congrats to Amy, and send in your Good Neighbor nominations. Text NEIGHBOR to our number, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Also, don't forget your birthdays and anniversaries. We're taking those this morning about another half an hour, because in an hour, we're going to announce all the names and someone's going to have a chance at winning some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Help Murfreesboro secure more state funds to improve roads, parks, and more. This is Mayor Shane McFarland asking you to complete the special census at MurfreesboroCensus.com. It's quick and easy. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And the mayor, Brian, and I will be back with more of the Wake Up Crew. We've got big time guests,
oh, yeah,
the mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
11 minutes after 7. Stay with us for that.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Tariff carve-out.
A one-month exemption for cars and trucks.
Job cuts at the VA.
I thought it was pretty much hands-off veterans.
New thinking in Mideast poll.
A big shift.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump is granting temporary relief from tariffs a month to the big three U.S. automakers, Ford, GM, and Stellantis. Canada responded earlier with its own tariffs, and stores in that country have now begun pulling U.S. alcohol off the shelves. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
President Trump tapping the brakes on some tariffs until early April after speaking with auto executives this week and telling them
they should get on it, start investing, start moving, shift production here to the United States of America where they will pay no tariff.
But it's still full speed ahead for tariffs that affect Canadian companies like Conquest Steel, a family-owned firm outside Toronto that employs about a dozen people. Owner Raheem Molu said he started losing business in November, right after Trump won and tariffs were threatened.
threatened. We started experiencing outright cancellations from our American distributors. It came as a shock to everyone.
Shock is certainly something a lot of Canadians are feeling. I gotta imagine anger, confusion, sadness.
I think, you know, all of the above.
The Veterans Administration is planning to cut nearly 80,000 jobs, VA Secretary Doug Collins.
The money we're saving by eliminating non-mission critical and duplicative contracts is money we're going to redirect to veteran-facing health care, benefits, and services, resulting in massive improvements in customer service and convenience.
George Sager is a Vietnam vet who protested VA cuts in California.
I made a contract with the U.S. government. I've held up my end of that contract to the best of my ability. The government is always trying to change that contract.
CBS News confirms President Trump could sign as soon as today an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education. President Trump has issued what he calls a last warning to Hamas to release all of the remaining hostages in Gaza, or, quote, it's over for you. This is where the U.S. has been negotiating directly with Hamas. A new Gallup poll finds 55% of Americans favor the creation of a Palestinian state. Gallup senior editor Jeff Jones.
Americans have always been more sympathetic to the Israelis than the Palestinians, but the gap is the smallest it has been in our polling. So 46% are sympathetic to the Israelis, 33% to the Palestinians.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on the Virginia court appearance of Mohammed Sharifullah, an alleged mastermind of the 2021 attack that killed 13 American service members in Afghanistan.
Sharifullah was captured after Pakistan acted on CIA intelligence and then was transported to Dulles Airport in Virginia. Then charged Wednesday with conspiracy to provide material support for a foreign terrorist organization. In court, he spoke in a soft voice, barely 5 feet tall, and he looked down to the floor frequently, including when the judge told him the charge could lead to life in prison.
Reuters reports the Trump administration is planning to revoke the legal status of 240,000 Ukrainians who have fled to the U.S. since the start of the Russian invasion. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv.
Confirmation from the Trump administration it has paused intelligence sharing with Ukraine follows the suspension of billions of dollars in military aid. Now, U.S. European Command has also said shipments of Biden administration-approved arms not yet delivered have been paused.
People in the upper Midwest are digging out from a snowstorm that featured blizzard conditions. CBS's Rob Marciano.
Near whiteout conditions, snarling traffic in Iowa with as much as 9 inches of snow falling. Winds gusting up to 70 miles per hour, limiting visibility with dozens of cars losing control, leaving some stranded on the highway. The strong winds taking down power lines, with crews scrambling to restore electricity.
We're dealing with some very high sustained winds that impact our overhead lines.
The Minneapolis-St. Paul Metro getting up to a foot of snow in spots. The Minnesota State Police reporting more than 300 vehicles off the road.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A second private company looks to put a lunar lander on the moon today. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Houston-based Intuitive Machines' Athena moon lander is loaded with NASA-sponsored payloads. It's carrying two small rovers, a drill to study the soil beneath the lander, and a rocket-powered hopper known as Grace. The hopper is designed to literally bounce its way into a permanently shadowed crater to look for signs of hidden ice. Extractable ice would be a major discovery because future astronauts could turn that into water, air, and even rocket fuel.
The other company, Firefly Aerospace, put its lander on the moon 4 days ago. SpaceX is scheduled to hold another test flight for its Starship rocket today. It includes the rocket's first payload deployment test. The U.S. has charged 10 Chinese hackers and 2 Chinese law enforcement officers. CBS's Nicole Skanga reports the alleged targets of the operation included U.S. government agencies.
This is a years-long investigation by the FBI, one that predates the Trump administration. According to these court documents, this widespread hacking campaign began in 2016, but that's just what U.S. officials know.
An appeals court has removed the head of a federal watchdog agency in the latest twist in a legal fight over President Trump's authority to fire him. The court battle will continue. Hampton Dellinger is likely to challenge his ouster all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's that time of the year. Spring break is upon us, a busy time for travel.
Many spring breakers are jetting off to the Sunshine State this year.
We're seeing warm weather destinations in Florida are the most popular for American travelers, whether it be Tampa, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Hopper lead economist Haley Berg says prices for hotel rooms and flights are a little higher right now compared to 2024.
Airlines have cut back on capacity at the same time that costs have gone up for the entire travel industry.
TSA says the busiest spring break travel days will be Fridays and Sundays. Wendy Gillette, CBS News. Sunny
day, CBS. Not exactly a sunny day on Sesame Street, with staff cuts announced just after more than 200 employees indicated they wanted to form a union. Production on a new season of shows is due to start next month as Sesame Workshop searches for a new streaming home. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
I'm Brian Barrett. Good morning, everybody. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here with us as well as we continue at 7:09 with the Wake Up Crew. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by a Murfreesboro tradition. That's Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds northwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be back on the increase. Winds become light. Lows drop to 32. And then Friday, partly sunny, slight chance for afternoon rain showers. And highs warm into the lower 60s. I'm Weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 34.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's trying to improve a bit out here in West Nashville on 40 eastbound at Charlotte Pike. They've managed to move that wreck over to the side. It got pretty heavy at one point out here in Bellevue. But again, it's moving better than it was on 40 east as you approach Charlotte Pike from that earlier crash. Also trying to clear up a wreck. 40 eastbound just past Festers near that Arlington overpass. It's heavy now on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Prince's Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Check out their website today. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
All these weird gadgets, you think they'd give you a radio?
What would you like to hear?
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Second hour of the Wake Up Crew is underway. Yes, indeed. Glad you have decided to join us here this morning, or if you've been with us through the 6 o'clock hour, thanks for hanging around. You can listen, of course, to WGNS on the radio, 101.9 AM 1450 here in the metropolis of Murfreesboro, Smyrna, 100.5 up that way. WGNSradio.com. Listen anytime, anywhere. Or if you use some type of app to catch other radio stations, we're there too. I guarantee it. I counted up, the last time I counted up, which was 6-8 months ago, there were at least 13 places that you could hear the station.
Wow.
Out there. And then, of course, we've got all of our video channels for later in the day, so hope you'll tune in for that. It is Thursday, March 6th. There we go. 1608, that's the number of episodes. This is the weekend to spring forward on the old clocks. But if you're of Dalton's generation, you don't have to worry with that.
What do you mean?
Clocks just change on their own.
Oh.
Back in my day, you had to manually change them.
Well, I still have a few clocks I have to change manually.
Yeah, but I've noticed in my newer car, which is almost 8 years old, but...
Is it really that many years?
17, isn't it? 16, 17, I can't
remember.
Wow,
wow.
That it somehow gets the time from your phone when your phone is connected, mm-hmm. So it automatically changes the time.
Wow.
It'll change when you go, like if you go to Chattanooga, it'll change... At some point when you go in the Eastern time zone.
My car won't do that, but you only have to hit one button, and it does it. So that's pretty good.
You have to like hold down three different buttons on my 2005 van to get to it.
I had an old truck. Man, my red
Ranger.
And, boy, it was complicated. You know, three fingers down here and hold your breath and put your leg, kick your leg up. I mean, uh-huh. It was just weird. I had to go to the instruction book every time.
Of course, yeah. So this is the weekend to change your clocks. The kids are out of school for the city. That's next Thursday. And, the county on the 17th, that's a week from this coming Monday, parent teacher conferences for the city. And it's a teacher work day or for the county. It's, parent teacher conferences for the city. It's just a work day for them. Spring breaks around the corner, the end of the month. And let's see. St. Patrick's Day. Isn't that the 14th?
I was thinking the 17th, but I don't know.
It is the 17th. So the day that they have the parent-teacher conferences is St. Patrick's Day. And then on the 20th, that Thursday, will be the first day of spring.
Okay, there's no school on the 17th then?
For the it's parent-teacher conferences for the county.
So they won't be in school.
On St. Patrick's
Day. Well, they don't have to worry about wearing green.
That's true.
Getting pinched. They did that on purpose, didn't they?
Yeah, maybe. Did you always get pinched?
Yeah, I never remembered it.
I bet all those little third graders would come up to you and...
See, I don't like green. I'm not a big green guy.
Yeah.
Although I coached at a school that had green. I was principal of a school that had green for most of my life. But I just never cared for green.
Are you not a Kelly Green?
No, I like Hunter.
Hunter Green.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of leads me to what I was going to talk about here. Springtime, just around the corner. But as we saw this last week, I had a few little snow flurries last night.
Isn't it crazy? That's so crazy. Well, that was weird. That was weird. Tuesday night was weird.
The
wind.
The wind, yeah.
And to do damage and, you know, people lost power.
So this is a little geek outish, I guess, but that low pressure, the pressure of the low was like sub 990, which you're getting into like hurricanes coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Now you didn't have that kind of damage, but it was such a low pressure that the winds, I mean, you had wind problems.
I don't know that I've ever seen that. I don't know that I've ever seen that in all my life.
That was the first time, I think. That was the lowest pressure in this time of the year, for sure.
And got a pretty good rain after the winds died a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the near-term forecast shows that temperatures will return a little closer to normal. Nothing, you know, too
cold.
There's
nothing out there that's like 20, 15 degrees at lows or anything.
It doesn't look like that.
We should be getting pretty close to getting out of that a little bit now.
Well, I know that I mentioned to you that the 20th is the first day of spring, but really the first day of spring meteorologically when you start to see changes in the weather is March 1st.
Yeah.
And we have. We've gotten a lot warmer. But snow in March is really pretty common,
mm-hmm.
especially here in Tennessee. Nashville has recorded at least a trace of snow in 18 out of the last 30 years.
That's really good average. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was mentioning, or Chip Walters during a break on his show yesterday was talking about there was a state tournament. I think it was maybe in the 80s. No, maybe so. Anyway, Coffee County was in the championship game, and there was so much snow that the Murphy Center was just about empty. Fans couldn't get here.
Mm-hmm.
I had the interstate closed, but they were here in a hotel, so they were able to get there and play. So,
well, the year Oakland and Blackman battled it out, that was a snow.
Yeah, and was a big, pretty big March snow, and wound up, I think they lost maybe a day or two of the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Oakland and Blackman played in that two overtime state championship game on a Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we can get some snow.
They had a great crowd that day, though. You know what's so weird about that?
Uh-huh. Everybody wanted to get out,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah.
Let's see. The last time we had that was 2022 when we had a March snowstorm that brought Rutherford County about 3 inches. So we'll see. I don't know if we'll have snow this time around or not, but it seems like it's a little too warm for that. Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk with Melissa Moulet at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
James Harden took over for the Clippers.
Switched on by Beasley. Four to shoot. A three ball is up. 9-1! James Harden ties his season high. 43. The Beard serves buckets. Tonight and into its own.
AM 570 LA Sports Clippers Radio Network. They defeat the Pistons 123-115. Harden ended with 50 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 41 points as the Thunder topped the Grizzlies 120-103. The Nuggets came back to beat the Kings 116-110. And Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32 points and 15 rebounds as the Bucks outscored the Mavericks 137-107. Antetokounmpo became the sixth youngest player to reach 20,000 career points. The Cavaliers have won 12 in a row. They also clinched a playoff spot after topping the Heat 112-107. And in men's college hoops, Ole Miss topped number 4 Tennessee 78-76.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Farrah Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, our time 7:22, and on Thursdays, we always head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro and get to talk today to Melissa Millay. She is the Life Enrichment Director. Now, you may be saying, I've heard Melissa on the air a lot, and you're still fairly new into this Life Enrichment Director position, but you were on memory care side, now you're on the independent side, and keeping things hopping, aren't you, Melissa?
Yes. I've completed my fourth month as of March 4th, I believe it was. And we're just moving right along. We are having a great time. Anybody that wants to go on the, not so much the Facebook, but our actual website, they can look at our calendar of events, and it's just getting more packed as the months go by when I figure out what everybody can do and what they want to do. We're just having a great time.
I know that you have lots of activities, and over on the independent side, you keep so busy. I don't know how you keep up. So give us some highlights of what's been going on since we had the last time or last chance to talk to you.
We go out to eat lunch at least once a week, and I let them pick where they want to go. We're going to Longhorn this month. We're going to Outback. We're going to go to the Bell Buckle Cafe at the end of the month. We've gone bowling at that new bowling place in Murfreesboro. What's the name of that new place? It's over there off of Medical Center. It's a bowling place, laser tag.
Right.
I can't remember the name of it. Forgive me.
We're talking about Main Event. That's the name.
Main Event. Thank you. Main Event. Yes, we went there. They loved it. So we're going to go back there. We're going to go to Go USA and do some miniature golfing in April and May, heading into June. We're planning a fishing trip in May. So we're all going to be able to go fishing. We're going to have it catered by a family member's family. And they're really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, got a lot going on. You go to Bell Buckle Cafe pretty frequently though, don't you?
I have never been there with this group. I know Jeb has taken them. And I think it's been a minute since they've been there. It's probably been since last spring or summer that they've been there. So yeah, we're definitely looking. I'll probably want to take them a couple times during the summertime.
Yeah, I bet that is a good time to go. The Bell Buckle Cafe is kind of a popular place to go. Do you get to do any antiquing or shopping when you're there?
We will do that. And they have a nice ice cream place, so we'll get some ice cream too.
Oh, nothing like that. So one thing that is usually an annual tradition, and I wanted to ask you about it, and we're talking to Melissa Millay at the Villages of Murfreesboro. You've had kind of a big to-do with the Oscars. Did you do that this year?
Yes, we did. And Miss Sue Hall came back to do the ceremony, and it was great to have her back. All the residents dressed up. We give out 7 Academy Awards. We pick categories, and then we let the residents choose the nominees. And it's just a great time. Barbara and her kitchen staff put on a great meal for them. It's very fancy at lunchtime. It's just a grand tradition. I think this is the 7th year in a row that we've done it, and Memory Care does it as well.
Oh, that's cool. I had noticed that everything There has to be a camaraderie between the staff there, because many of the events that you do involve Barbara and what she can do for that. And, you know, I know that Jeb had that kind of same relationship. And so when you plan an event, you have to have a lot of people on board with those, don't you?
Yes. And of course, all the events are planned in advance and discuss menus, like St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And we discussed today, what's the menu going to be for lunch? We always do a big thing at lunch. The Thanksgiving is a different holiday, and Christmas and stuff like that. We usually do those more during heading towards evening time. But St. Patrick's Day, yes, the kitchen, myself, Shanda, our director of relations.
Community relations director?
Yes, Shanda. She's very on board with everything. We're all, yes, it is absolutely 100% a team effort here.
Kind of all hands on deck. So that's always good to know. And by the way, if you want to keep up with some of the goings on and what's happened, you do a really good job of keeping up the Facebook page too. So check out the Villages Murfreesboro on Facebook. And in our last couple of minutes, our last minute or so here, Melissa, there's something big happening next month, I hear.
Yes, there is. There'll be more news to come on that in the coming weeks. So stay tuned. Something very grand is happening.
Something grand. Oh, okay. You're not giving us much here, but you know, you'll want to stay tuned as in the coming weeks, you're going to find out what this big thing is.
Absolutely.
Well, let's do that. Stay tuned here. Melissa, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Melissa Moulet joining us from the Villages of Murfreesboro. You can find them at 2550 Willow Oak Trail. Call 615-848-3030 if you want to drop in and take a look at the Villages and the independent living side of things. TheVillagesMurfreesboro.com. You can find all the contact information.
We're News Radio WGNS, 100.5, 101.9, 1450, online and on your phone at WGNSradio.com.
Did ancient Babylon shape today's churches? The book, Influence of Babylon, from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, reveals the shocking connection through Rome. Discover the truth, Influence of Babylon. Get your copy today, now on Amazon.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
I mean, Sue Hall and the whole staff is an immediate family. And the residents here we're all friendly. It's a pleasant place. There's always things to do. It's rare for a facility like this to have staff like this.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
And it's terrific.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we made it to 7:30, friends, on this Thursday morning. It's March the 6th.
And happy birthday today to Mary Tittlebach, Melva Corley, Casey Sparkman, Jill Parsons, and Jack Creasy. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
Well, those are the names we have so far this morning, and there are several texts and calls. But if you have not had the opportunity to do so just yet, You'll want to get those in now. This is kind of your deadline to get in birthdays and anniversaries. In a half an hour or so, we're going to announce everybody's name and give away that banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
When Murfreesboro firefighters knock, they're helping our city by conducting the census. If you haven't filled out the census form, do it today. Return the mailer you received or go online to MurfreesboroCensus.com. More people counted means more funding for roads, schools, and safety services.
It's time to check on traffic and weather together. It's 29 before 8.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Cloudiness early today, some sunshine for this afternoon. Highs top out near 51 degrees. Winds northwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clouds will be back on the increase. Winds become light. Lows drop to 32. And then Friday, partly sunny, slight chance for afternoon rain showers, and highs warm into the lower 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 34.
Good morning in Madison. They're trying to clean up this accident. Still some rubbernecking going on. 65 southbound just before Briley Parkway. It's already heavy enough in this area coming off Vietnam Vets. Coming down through Madison on 65 southbound. Again, they crashed right before Briley Parkway. It's loading up pretty good now through Spring Hill, 65 northbound. All that traffic pushing up through Murray County into Williamson County. 24 is busy, but moving in from Murfreesboro into Davidson County. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Here is Kincaid Wilson.
One of the fears faced by emergency workers today involves one of the main ingredients in something the government has been promoting, lithium-ion batteries that power electric vehicles.
Most of them do have an emergency shutoff to kill that power. We do have some special tubes that we plug into the car that basically drains the battery as much as it can right away. If this battery gets to burning, it's not a whole lot you can do with it. It's going to burn itself out pretty much.
That was Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief Mark McCluskey. The chief confirmed that his crews have responded to vehicle crashes involving electric vehicles.
They do burn a lot hotter and produce a lot of heat. We've had a few in accidents, but nothing major yet with them.
But they have not encountered any incidents involving batteries on electric vehicles exploding, as reported by departments in other cities. There are a large array of new tools being introduced to firefighters and other emergency responders.
They're making tools to fight those type of vehicle fires.
One of the tools goes under EVs
and pierces the battery, puts the water inside of the battery.
With nearly 20 trained and licensed drone pilots working at the fire department, MFRD recently received the green light to purchase 3 additional drones.
This past week, council approved us buying some new ones.
Drones have proven their value time and time again.
One of the big things is search and rescue. We've used them for missing people. We can use them on hazmat scenes.
Like other industries, robots are now being implemented. However, they're not being used locally, as Chief McCluskey noted.
They're more practical in big warehouse fires and could fight the fire remotely. Now, as far as a smaller robot going into the house, not very practical.
Again, there's no current discussion about using robots in the near future. For WGNS News, I'm Kincaid Wilson.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Got a hankering for a meal that feels just like food Grandma made? For 20 years, Jeff's family-friendly restaurant has been dishing out homemade favorites.
I had the pork chop, and it was very, very good.
Oh, this is great food. Well pleased with well-cooked, give you an ample amount.
Jeff's is open 11 to 6 daily, except Tuesdays and 11 to 5 Sundays. Located at 467 South Hancock Street, just off MLK Boulevard. Once you try it, you'll be back for more.
I think it's the best food in town.
Jeff's family-friendly restaurant on Hancock Street.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Murfreesboro is a big enough city with a dense enough population where a recycling program could flourish.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
We're proposing and committing to building, operating, and growing recycling programs at the Middle Point Landfill facility in conjunction with the county and hopefully with participation with the cities in Rutherford County too.
Middle Point's trying hard to work with local government in order to start a recycling program.
We're ready to make a change there.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 7:35, and it is the Wake Up Crew here from News Radio WGNS on a Throwback Thursday.
Do you remember these?
The hip parade. Well, we're going to put ourselves to the test. Do you remember these Rutherford County restaurants that have come and gone? Trappers. Do you remember Trappers?
I do. They're good place to eat.
Southeast Broad. We're Party Foul is located.
Well, there have been a lot of places in that. There have been a lot of things in that. Started out as a steakhouse, I think.
I think it was a Western Sizzlin'.
Maybe, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's where Jim Demas, that's what got the Demases to Murfreesboro, and then he wound up opening Demas's. Trappers was kind of like, I guess, maybe like an O'Charlie's or Ruby Tuesday's kind of thing. Do you remember the Santa Fe Cantina?
Yes, I love the Santa Fe Cantina.
That is another restaurant that occupied that same space.
And then they went over to where Staples is. That way. I remember going there after church. That was almost like every Sunday, Santa Fe. You could get in. Service was good. Food was good.
Now, here's one that was opened in 2014 and only was here for about 5 years, but the Green Dragon. It was a little pub. I had restaurant type food there.
I remember the Green Dragon.
Yep. Let's see. Kebab Cuisine in the mid 90s. It's where the Alley on Main is. Kind of had a Middle Eastern type of flair to it. Here's one that we've talked about several times here on the show. I remember it from the 80s as a kid and think it was here through early 90s. That's Chesney's.
Oh, great place. That one will go down in history. That was really, really good.
Right there at the corner of Memorial and Northfield, where the Murphy Express gas station is now.
Yeah.
That's where they had the restaurant.
They had that little strip mall behind it, kind of.
Yeah. Now it's still there. I think Red Food was originally opened in
there. Yeah, what's there now? Probably Workout Place, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah.
All old grocery store places
kind of turned into that. Yeah. So, Chesney's. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Cooker. Remember the Cooker?
Uh-huh.
It was here from, I guess, maybe early to mid-90s to about 2004 when they closed. They were on Northwest Broad Street.
They didn't stay open as long as I thought, and their food was good. Kind of a mix of a meat and three and a fancy restaurant, you know?
Yeah, you could get
mashed potatoes, cornbread, that kind of stuff.
Right. But Joe's had your steaks.
Yeah.
Which you could get there. Once it closed, what opened up in that place was Paleo's.
Okay.
And then, of course, Paleo's left, and that's now where
Paleo's
Hooters is.
Paleo's was here a good while, though, weren't they?
It was, yeah, from, I guess, 2004 or 5 until just a few years ago, honestly. To Smyrna, the Omni Hut.
Oh.
That was always a very special place to go. The poo-poo platter.
Couldn't beat it.
No.
It was so dark in there, remember?
It was dark.
You couldn't hardly see what you were eating. It was so dark.
Closed in 2018. And
that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sure did. And here's one that I don't know if you remember. It was in the spot where Camino is, called Raz's.
Yeah, I never went there, but I remember it.
They kind of had Cajun dishes and things like that there. A lot of people talked about that. The Red Rose Coffee Shop, of course, that was open, where Red Rose used to be the dairy, I guess. And let's see.
Duff's Smorgasbord.
Duff's?
Mm-hmm.
What about Duff's? It's been a long time. I don't think it was here when I was here. When I was born, rather. I think it was before
me. May not have been.
I remember going to one in Pigeon Forge in that area, but I think it's gone now. What about Rio Bravo Cantina?
Yeah, that was good. What happened? Why do these good restaurants go out? I don't understand.
So Rio Bravo is where Chewy's is now on Broad Street.
Yeah.
So you had Rio Bravo and Chili's is still there, and you had Cooker across the street. It's when you had a lot of those restaurants there. And that is a look back at some of the restaurants that have come and gone here in Rutherford County on Throwback Thursday.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah! We got it at the Habitat Restore!
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass,
these could all be signs of low testosterone.
Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications.
Yep,
you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 7:42. It's time to wrap up the crew for this Thursday morning. Get excited for the rest of the day's programming and high school region championship tonight. Lady Raiders on the road with Liberty. The men are at home, by the way. And if you want to, if you don't go see the high school game, you can head out and watch the Blue Raiders. Raider men, with a good finish this weekend, today and Saturday, have a chance to finish number one in the regular season. So,
wow.
Had a good season so far. Nice little road trip last week.
And how the girls?
They're right there on top. Liberty, I mean, they've got a nice little road swing here left, but got a chance here for the Blue Raiders to go down to Huntsville next week and do some big things. Want to say good morning here to our good neighbor of the day. That's Amy Atkinson, our good neighbor, for being the best boss anyone could hope for. Amy Atkinson is today's good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Send in your good neighbors, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com. /good neighbor. Two of the ways to get in your good neighbor nominations to us here at WGNS. Want to say good morning to our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. Boy, they've been busy this week with that big storm that came through Tuesday night. And they can help you take control of your energy usage and even save some money by downloading the MyMTE app. Track your energy consumption, pay your bills, even report outages right from your phone. It's free, available now on iOS and Android.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Today's guest celebrity dad jokester was Daryl Rigsby.
Yes. Oh.
And you were representing Daryl in the joke today.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to look it up again?
Yeah.
What was it? What's the difference between a dad joke and a bad joke?
Yeah.
The two letters, first two letters?
The first letter.
First letter, yeah.
Replay.
I didn't read that very emotionally because I didn't have anything invested in it.
Very half-hearted.
Yeah.
I gave it a rousing thumbs up, and Daryl.
I told him it wasn't going to be on the air.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did tell him that.
Oh, wow.
I said, it was so bad, Daryl.
Well, Daryl, Alan and I think your jokes are amazing.
Well. good.
What have we learned today?
Don't buy anything they say, Daryl. I'm your friend. I'm true to you. I'm true. I tell the truth.
You text him a thumbs down.
I did. It was the truth. It wasn't good. Okay. Better luck next time. But he got a thumbs up from you. So I guess it's good. And I wasn't even in the – say, I couldn't even vote by that time. So
because you had heard it or saw it already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I did him a favor, really. Today we talked about food to 100, you know, for 100-year-old people, what they ate to
Lots
get to that 100.
Nuts.
Beans.
Beans, nuts, legumes.
Fruit. Yeah, legumes. Basketball. We talked some basketball about high school, what's going on. The dad joke from Daryl Rigsby, if you can consider that a joke. And we talked about the weather during your hour a little bit.
Yeah.
How freaky things are in March.
It can be weird.
March Madness not only talks about basketball, but weather.
I would think that we would have to consider with that wind that we had the other night on Tuesday that maybe March came in like a lion.
Well, probably. See. Yeah, I guess you would have to say that.
And we just talked about in Throwback Thursday some of the restaurants who have come and gone. Been a lot of them.
Yeah.
Here in Rutherford County.
You didn't do the song of the day, though, did you?